This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Census today is coming out with numbers on what Americans typically earn, median income, in a way that'll answer who is the middle of the middle class today. For those at the median, half the population makes more than they, half makes less, but does making the median amount of money really afford you a place in middle-class lifestyle? A lot depends on where you live, right? Marketplace's Noel King traveled to Paducah, Kentucky, a pretty river city that used to be a railroad hub and hopes to be reborn as an art hub.
Paducah's always on those lists of cities where your dollar stretches further. Paducah residents Lily Liu and her husband John Hasegawa earn the national median income of about $50,000 a year. She works part-time in an art gallery. He's a professor at Paducah School of Art and Design. They both make art.
My sister's a dentist. She married a dentist. My brother's a dentist. My dad's a dentist. My mom's a dental hygienist.
Did your parents freak out when you became an artist?
Oh, yeah. They were totally freaked out.
But artists can have a good life here. John and Lily rent a house in the Arts District for $1,000 a month. They have health insurance and a 403B. Daycare for their younger son eats up $500 a month, but they had enough to travel to China, where Lily is from, this summer.
Well, I think we're better than middle class. We may not have a lot of money in the bank and saved, but our kids are happy. We're able to travel. We have a car. We have everything I can dream of.
But there's a flip side to living in an inexpensive city. If you do, you're probably not making the national median income. Every town and city in America has its own median, and in Paducah, it's just $30,000 a year. Blaine and Erin Hebert make that, and they're living paycheck to paycheck.
We hardly have a savings at all if something were to happen.
Erin works part-time in art galleries. Blaine is a sexton. He does maintenance at the Episcopal Church. They bought their house through a program that helped with the down payment. They buy on sale. They get WIC, food assistance, for their baby daughter Lilith. They're not complainers, but they have worries. Blaine's job gives him and Lilith health insurance. Erin can't afford it.
I have a benign brain tumor that was discovered when I was in college, and it's stupid. It's a little tumor, but it's been a big challenge to be able to pay for insurance.
So when I tell them they're statistically middle income for Paducah, they're unsettled.
Just doesn't feel like the middle class.
It doesn't give me much to dream for. I keep wanting to pull us up even more. And if we're already the middle, I don't know what's above this.
In Paducah, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
We have some further data about income and behavior online. Did you know people start buying bigger cars right as they reach $35,000 a year? See how other people at your income live, work, and play. Try our new online data game. It's called Income Upshot at Marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.